New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Vanderpump Rules now. Yeah. We are in the field. Yes. We're in the fucking field right now.
We're wearing wires. You know your show's like, are you wearing a wire?
We are wearing the wire. Schwartz and Sandy's, two aging Jews in Schwartz and Sandy's.
It's like we're at a stakeout.
Yeah.
But not.
Nothing to be staked.
Nothing to be staked.
Except steak.
The uncoolest portion of it.
Yeah, just absolutely. Hey.
Has the menu changed at all? It seems like it's pretty big, but pretty much this menu.
Pretty much this menu. We actually narrowed it down, because this is kind of a transitional menu.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting a brand new menu pretty soon.
Oh, cool.
It's gonna be more like taco style and like some fun African inspired, Mediterranean, a little bit of Italian.
So nice.
I'm excited. We narrowed it down to the crowd favorites of everything.
But how much is changing on the, what percent of the menu will be different?
80%.
Wow, that's a big overhaul.
Oh yeah, big time.
Oh cool. So of this menu, what do you recommend?
For share bites with the fries and the sliders. As for more unique options, people love the corn dogs,
okay.
And the chicken waffle bites.
Okay.
How the salmon and tofu tiki masala?
It's pretty good. If you're a big fan of salmon and tofu,
Cool. Give us two more minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we were busted. We were busted hardcore. Jason had a little recording.
There's
in
no
his
way
hand,
to put it somewhere.
And she was like, "What the fuck is that?"
Yeah.
And he was like, "Are you a cop?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "No."
Yeah.
Are you not a cop?
Yeah.
And you're like, "Yeah." Yeah.
So
and then we try to get
very bad at being spies.
We are very, very bad. This is very obvious. But yeah. Nice cover of us trying to transcribe a meeting.
I totally kind of made it seem. But that's a valid.
No, it's fine. Violent. She's like, all right. But she told us, if they can't hear, she was just here, that they're going to be changing 80-90% of the menu.
The menu.
So this is the last time you're going to be seeing this poorly laminated menu. I am tempted to get a drink. I don't really want a drink, but they are... We've been here before one time.
Yeah.
Now we're here with a critical eye.
Yeah.
We're here to really dissect.
Mac is banging.
I know, exactly. Yeah. I hope you can hear this okay. But we're here to really bring to you what we did with Something About Her.
Yeah.
You know, take the favorites, take some of the stuff that you guys recommended to us.
Yeah, we got a couple of good recommendations.
And then I'm tempted to have us order maybe the worst thing I've ever eaten in a very long time, which my friend Cassie, when we were here before, ordered, and it was almost inedible. And that was the butternut squash cacio e pepe, which was so gross that I want to order it, but I won't. Just please steer clear of it, because we had it last time and it was absolutely vile. Now, she told us when Jason asked about the salmon and tofu tikka masala, also a recommendation of one of our listeners, she clearly didn't like it. She said it was fine if you like tofu and salmon, which we
don't
really. That would be
fine.
But we've had the tahini Caesar, that was very bad. The crisp skin roast chicken breast was also pretty good, from what I remember. But we gotta go. We're gonna dissect the favorites. I think we gotta go for lobster corn dogs, chicken and waffle bites.
Yes.
I mean, the sliders we've had, which were very good. Also, the chicken and waffle and bites, but we're going to get into it. Salmon and tofu tikka masala. What else? What are we thinking?
I mean, should we just try the sliders again? No, because here's the thing. I'll tell you why.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had quite a few sliders
going
to events and stuff like that.
Yes, we have. A discerning eye on the sliders?
Yeah. Do you want to just slide it up? You know what I mean?
Let's slide it up.
It was just July 4th.
Yeah, okay.
We have to be patriotic.
We're patriots.
Yeah.
We're patriots for sure. I think we've got a plan in place.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good plan in place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow.
So I feel like we're inside Enron before it's about to get busted, or Watergate.
That's right. That's right.
We're deep. We're too deep.
Yeah, we're really deep.
We are here. We're about to try some.
We're about to eat some things.
I wanted to say, I'm helping produce a stand-up comedy show on July 25th at 8 p.m. and it's going to feature a bunch of great stand-ups and also Billy Lee.
Yeah.
So if you want to see me and Billy Lee do stand-up on the same show, the same night.
Wow.
July 25th, it's in downtown L.A. You can check my Instagram, which is TheJasonHorton.
Anyway, whatever, you're getting the insider information already from us,
yes.
Which is that the menu is going to be changed, 80% of it.
80%
Cacio e Pepe is not going to be on it,
yes.
So get it disgustingly now while you can.
Yes.
We ordered a bunch of things, yes. Just to summarize, we got the corn dogs, tartare, waffle bites, sliders, and the salmon and tofu tikka masala.
Yeah, we're going to see if that's enough.
We will see if it's enough.
Yes.
Before I got here, I was like, should I eat a meal before I come here? because the last time we were here was pretty traumatizing food-wise.
But I came here with my wife, with Michelle,
yeah.
Who's going to come tonight, but she couldn't come. And it was a pretty good, we got ordered very safe bet stuff.
Yeah.
We got the steak frites, or yeah. And then we got sliders and french fries.
Yeah,
and those were really good.
You can do,
yeah.
French fries will do right by you in most
yes.
cases, you know? But I think, oh, something is coming right out as we speak.
Ooh.
Thank you.
All right. So we are getting into...
We're getting into the tuna tartare, which
yeah.
Is like a little taco inside of a little crisp...
crispy wonton.
Yeah, classic. This feels very 80s. It looks very 80s,
yeah.
You know? Like it looks like an 80s app.
We got some 80s music playing in the background.
I know. It kind of all's making sense. You like it?
I do.
Let me try. My turn.
Well, it's got what I like crunchy wonton.
Mm-hmm.
I like ahi.
Mm. Oh, juicy.
Mm.
Yeah. Why is the salmon so juicy?
I don't think I've had this before. I don't know why.
This feels so retro. It feels like an appetizer you would get at like a big business, like a corporate retreat.
Or Taco Bell in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Feels like it's like faux... high-end to me. We failed to mention, though, that Max Boyens is here tending bar.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. Yeah, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Good start. I will say I had a adventure on the way here that I think people should know about, but maybe it's just for me because I feel old as fuck these days. So I was going to make a reservation for us, and I was, like, on my phone and kind of distracted and, like, in the car and, like, ready to go.
Driving, I hope.
Oh, yeah, driving, and I also had a different screen on me, and trying to talk to someone while making a reservation.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and
driving dangerously, yeah.
Absolutely. My MO, I'm a ghost right now, because I horribly bad car accident. No, I did not. I'm here. But I went to Schwartz. I just typed Schwartz and Sandy's into the browser, and schwartzandsandys.org came up, which is a fake website that is mimicking Schwartz and Sandy's that I think is trying to like get information or something.
Oh.
And they're like, click this link. And I'm like, wow, this is a real fucking grift.
Wow.
This is a real myopic,
are we all, like,
specific.
Blowing the doors off something
here? I know, we're really, you want to be journalists with our little secret mics? Here we are, just blowing the top off of a Schwartz and Sandy's conspiracy scandal. Talk about scandal?
Yeah.
How about schwartzandsandys.org? You heard it here first, reporting here. Well, corn dogs in the house. We got some corn dogs in the house.
Yeah,
it sounds good. All right, it's corn dog time. Now, we've also had this, but again, it's good to have a critical eye on it. We're going to dissect it. Look at these swords of corn dogs crossed elegantly. It's interesting. At first glance, the circumference of the corn dog is bigger than the circumference of the mustard tub, which I'm already like, come on, you guys. You can't get a bigger thing of mustard?
Ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Cheers.
Cheers. Better than I thought.
Yeah,
better than
it's
last
not bad.
Time. I think they switched up the recipe.
Yeah, I remember the last time I had like a very chemically taste.
Last time it was a very tight lobster sausage. This one they kind of like blended it more into the deep fried batter of the corn dog. So it's got a kind of chowder.
Yeah.
Like a biscuit chowder thing going on. And honestly, it's very pleasant.
Yeah, not mad.
I think they switched up the recipe. I think this is much better. It's freshly fried. The mustard is not... The mustard is cumin in it, which is like a strange thing to also have on this thing. It's a lot. But you know what? I'm impressed by this corn dog.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
This corn dog stepped up. It was like, you know what? I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But I can get better. I can do better.
I guess when like people are like, if, you know, it's a favorite, and you're like, why? But now I can kind of see...
It's unique. And this is better. This has lobster meats integrated into the corn dog. They change it up. Oh, we got more. Thank you. What is this?
The chicken and waffles.
This is a sad presentation.
It's here.
Okay.
So the chicken and waffles, there are no waffles.
It's waffle breading?
I think. And it's syrup.
You guys have to picture what we're looking at right
now.
It's a plate, but it looks like it has like little fried chicken pieces on it, like boneless wings.
Yeah.
Kind of. So nary a waffle is in sight. All right. Let's try this. This one's a little burned, but I'm going to take it. You know, last time I liked this much better than the corn dog. Now I'm not that into this.
It's weird.
Very tightly fried. And the meat is like, it's like thigh meat. So it's kind of like fatty and like cartilage-y.
Yeah.
Like hot syrup. You're doing too much with your condiments, shorts and sandies.
Yeah. It's like very okay.
Just give me syrup. Just give me syrup with this. This is a weird fry. The chicken meat is very bad quality. And it's not even waffle-y. Like, it's clearly the deep fry is supposed to be the waffle component, but it just doesn't, like, serve that way. What's your favorite so far?
The tartar. Ahi.
Who am I? I'm gonna go lobster corn dog. I think it really showed the fuck up. Yeah, it showed the fuck up.
I felt like the chicken and waffles was kind of like the safe bet.
It was just chicken that had a sweet breading.
Yeah.
Bad chicken tenders. Oh, we got more. More incoming. Thank you. So we have the sliders now and our famed salmon and tofu.
You wanted it?
Tikka masala. It doesn't look like a tikka masala to me. It looks very like just a bunch of salmon and tofu and tomatoes. But the ratio of bun to slider on this is worrisome to me.
Yeah.
It's making me worry that... There's just far too much bread involved in this.
It has to be, it's like a meatball.
Yeah, it's a meatball in a very big bun. That being said, one of my favorite things in the world is a cheeseburger, so.
Let's see.
I mean,
pretty good.
I will say, why do they make them into totally spherical? Like, the meat is, like, pretty good and well-seasoned. Yeah. They made it into a complete and perfect sphere.
Yeah.
Versus, like, a patty. Which would have gone much better in this vessel of bread.
The bun is okay.
Yeah, mine has a giant hole in it. Does yours have a hole in it?
Yeah.
Why do these have holes in it? It's a big hole in the middle of our burger. What's in this patty? What's the mystery of the hole in our patties? Oh, cheese? I think there's some cheese in the middle.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that was underwhelming. Very salty.
Very salty.
Mm-hmm. I will also say the Wednesday crew in here is a crew. It's
a pretty big party of like seven over here.
It looks like they all came from work.
Yeah.
But they could be fans. Then there's two. There's a couple in the corner on your right that are absolutely Bravo people. They're just looking around. They're not even looking at each other.
Okay.
They don't even care about each other. And then there's a man with a buzz cut. Not a buzz cut. What's like the flat top? He's got
like
a flat top.
Like a high and tight.
And a chain.
Oh.
Yeah. He looks like The Rock. Like that old picture of The Rock, you know? He's on his phone. He's just fucking scrolling. He's having water. Who's here with him?
I mean, it's not crowded in here, but it's also not empty.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Tiki time?
But I digress. We have work to do. This is the first time I've used my fork. Oh, God. This is... Why do they call this salmon tikka masala? It's really just sautéed salmon with some, like,
curry
at the bottom.
Tofu, salmon.
Yeah. I don't understand why they call it this. There's no sauce.
The salmon tastes like when we first had the lobster roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try the tofu.
Tofu is unremarkable.
Tastes like tofu.
Just fried tofu. The salmon is really under-seasoned.
Yep.
And there's no tikka masala. There's literally a very...
Just like a...
I think it's maybe like a yogurt.
Yeah.
Everything has so much cumin in it.
Tartar's pretty good.
I feel like I want to ask for one of those tiny little tubs of sauce.
Yeah.
This is very retro. We're eating like a very retro meal here, it feels like. It traverses like 80s, 90s, like...
Fusion.
Uh-huh. Like, this smells like a meal my mom would make when she's on a diet.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, it's Indian inspired.
It's not like the salmon's bad. It's just bland.
It's very bland. And it's also like not a good cut of salmon. It's like bad quality. Nothing is seasoned except the bottom part, which is very sparse and oily. And that's the masala.
Yeah.
I mean, do they make a mistake? Is it supposed to have another
They were like, the order, they were probably like,
they're like, you sons of bitches, you motherfuckers.
Like, no one's ordering this.
Yeah. This is confounding.
Yeah. Not in love. We went into this one, in fairness,
knowing that it was going to be gross.
So we're the problem.
Oh, absolutely.
We're the problematic ones.
We're tempting fucking fate.
Yes.
My gastronomy. Who knows what's going to happen to me tonight after this. But why would they put salmon with tofu? What necessitates the tofu on this plate with the salmon? Why is it salmon in general? Because they wanted to like make it different? This is literally just a steamed salmon dish.
Yeah.
The bad sauce.
I don't know why I had another piece of tofu.
No, I'm going to keep eating. I don't know. I'm disgusting. Yeah, the carrots are good. You're right. I mean, the carrots are like...
Carrots are good.
Yeah.
I barely looked around.
Why does this place feel...
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Corporate to me. Because is it like a clientele and like kind of the
like
food?
Like you're at the hotel restaurant. The hotel restaurant.
It's trying very hard to be trendy.
Well, if you're in Florida, I feel like it has that kind of like...
It's like a hotel in Florida that's taking a chance.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, let's put up some like ivy.
My favorite part though is the like the little lobby area.
Lounge.
That has like a lot of charm.
Yeah. It's got that kind of like 90s, like we're going to make the best of this space and like make it like a little cool and contrasty and like put some fun old vintage paintings in there. Yeah, I will say, I mean, it's not as dirty as last time I came, I will say.
No, it looks, you know, it has like these fake windows, like.
God.
Like when you go to Vegas and you go to like Paris or like, you know.
This is like Tulum cosplay.
Yeah. For them. It's like somebody's looking out the window going, hello.
Yeah, it's like a little mannequin that's like dusty. And how are you feeling full? Yeah, how are you feeling?
I'm, in a way, still hungry and not hungry at all.
Same.
I think also we didn't get fries, so that's probably like a lot of like what...
Are we in fry jail?
Yeah, I think so.
We didn't do the right thing with the fries.
Well, I think, you know, fries, if you know they're going to be good and they're going to fill you up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't feel like super hungry, but...
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a drink.
We got it. Yeah, I need a drink and we need dessert. It's weird. You have the door open that it's so bright out.
I know.
Still.
The door really has a lot of power in the ambiance here because when the door opens at Schwartz and Sandy's, the whole place is illuminated for what it really is. That is a money grab.
Yes. A cash grab that we are perpetuating.
Oh, absolutely.
We are part of the problem.
That's what we do here.
Well,
I don't know. God, how bad am I gonna feel after this?
I think the only thing medically you could do is
get dessert. Yeah, get dessert.
The medical community is like...
Is up in arms saying, we have an emergency. We need to treat you. You need help now.
Yes.
And the help is a Tom Schwartz... Shortcake thing. Which I'm sure will be dry.
Yeah.
I better get a drink. God, I just want to put it... AirTag on Max. Yeah. off the record. On the record.
Yeah. Who are you talking? Who are you texting?
I know, exactly. Exactly. Katie? Texting Katie?
Because he only texts people that were or are on Vanderpump Rules.
That's right, that's it. That's
family members.
A patented Vanderpump phone.
Yes.
For anyone cast, past or present.
Yes.
is all in it, but he only can text them.
Nobody else.
Yeah, he's just over there texting. Again, I want to emphasize that now there's maybe 8 or 9 people. I think the people that work here outnumber the guests right now.
Yeah. I think we were a little concerned that, did you actually try to make the reservation or no?
No, I didn't end up. I was like, I'm almost here.
They were just like, just.
Yeah, they were like, what do you think? Do we have a room?
It was just like, who cares?
Yeah.
It was a thing.
Exactly.
But the server's really nice. Really cool.
She's great. She's great. Very cool. Forthcoming with information.
Very cool. Yeah. Honestly, anytime. Everyone's been very cool as far as, you know.
I mean, I can't imagine working here is easy. You know, people are coming in asking the same questions about Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Especially like, can you imagine working here and not watching the show and being like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know. You know, you're like, I'm giving you food. Here's your fries.
I'm only interested in watching World War II documentaries.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I think we're ready to move on to dessert.
Yeah.
We're ready.
One of the Schwartz cakes?
Yes, please.
We're done with both of these?
Yes, thank you.
And could I grab a drink, please?
Yeah.
The one you recommended.
The fresh star?
Yes. I am curious when the menu turns around.
Well, we could say we were here when.
We can say we spent many hundreds of dollars when tofu salmon masala was on the menu. Remember that? Remember that butternut squash cacio e pepe? We were there. We were in the trenches.
We might as well try that. Honestly,
do you want
to
try
what
it?
Was up? No, but I think what was up was down. Is my kind of takeaway so far? Like,
yes.
What we thought was going to be good was not that great. What we thought was going to be bad was pretty decent.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. I think they really have to step it up because I think when we came, well, this was a while ago. It still felt like newish, relatively.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like they were still working. Especially the lobster corn dog out, because this is, totally different. I've said that 500 times now, but I think they have to because it's a thing that everyone talks about. So they're like, let's make this better, these other things, whatever, you know? Who's gonna write home about a slider anyway, even if it's really good?
Yeah, it was not crazy. It's edible, and if you want a slider, great.
It will sate you,
yes. Yes, but.
No, I mean, the shape, the different, proportions of the food has been strange, kind of, I would say.
Yeah.
Like, proportionally, you know, the tubs of dipping sauces versus the corn dogs.
I was going to say, the entrees outsell, the shareables? No, right?
I can't imagine people order. I bet entrees are maybe 20% of what people order. They just get fries and corn dogs.
Drinks.
You know, yeah. Which, changing to a tapa-style model is, I get how that would seem like a solve, but people are not here for a tapas thing experience. You know, what people get tiny tinned fish and
I feel like I haven't said tapas in a while.
Also feels dated.
And it's a style.
Yeah.
It is a style.
Everything feels like just a little bit dated, you know?
Yeah.
Or a lot dated, you know?
It's very are you in your 40s?
Do you watch TV?
Yeah.
Are you passionate about TV?
Yeah.
Is the thing you watch something you're very passionate about? Do you want to go eat at the place that you see on your TV?
Do you type in all caps on Facebook?
And also the space between the end of the last word
yes.
and the exclamation
point is, yeah.
Do you do that?
Well.
Welcome. Do you not know how to attach things?
Yes. We got news for you.
Oh, thank you so much. No garnish or anything.
You're good.
It is. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's very mild, and it's kind of
what's in it?
It is vodka, basil, a green juice, simple syrup.
Oh, okay.
Mint.
Some tiki masala.
It's in this glass that I'm not impressed by, but very light. I mean, they're all pre-batched. Also, you should know that too if you're coming here. Despite Tom Sandoval's bar pedigree, everything here is pre-batched, unless you get a vodka soda. And then Max Boyens will make it for you. It's all right, you know? It's all right. For $18.
And if you're addicted to alcohol, it's great.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah.
Very into it.
If you want a Wednesday night $20 drink.
Yeah.
And
alone
do.
In a booth?
Yeah.
Boy, you're blown out. Yeah, exactly. Were you with a varying array of browns around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to be in broke ass Tulum for a day.
Yeah. No doubts playing. It's like, yeah. We're modern.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this lounge.
How about 2009?
Yeah, it's pretty. The lighting is very swingers, and this stone wall feels very swingers.
Well, so nobody's going to care about this, but the movie Swingers, mm-hmm. directly across the street, the opposite side of the street, is where Jon Favreau's apartment in the movie and in real life is and was.
Wow.
Right there, right across.
Right here.
Right across from Gelson's, yeah.
Amazing.
So we're right in like swingers territory.
This is a little piece of history.
Yeah.
In lots of ways.
That's bonus. That's bonus stuff for you.
That's just a little bit more.
Yeah.
That you weren't asking for.
A little tidbit of a movie that you're like, I never heard of it and I don't care.
Oh, you're like, isn't that movie bad and canceled now?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like...
But white guys in their 50s are still waving that flag.
Absolutely. Beautiful babies.
Yeah. I remember watching it with my brother like maybe 2 years ago. Still love it, by the way, but some parts were like,
I'm sure. I know.
It's like, yikes. Yikes, I know. My dudes.
I feel like I watched it again in 2000, maybe 2010, and it was already like, yikes.
Wow. Oh, so if you watch it now,
it's going to be offensive.
If it was yikes in 2010.
Yeah, because like, when did it come out? Like, 98?
96.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was already like...
Because the thing is, there's never bad takes on reality television.
Never. Never.
So,
never.
Bravo? And Bravo?
No. No, everything in Bravo is totally inoffensive.
PC.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Up and up.
Above board, yeah. For sure.
Now, I'd say 65% of the... I was going to say audience, but it's not an audience.
No.
But it sort of is.
No. And then when they leave, on the record, there are six of us here.
Yeah.
Six.
This is even too little for a stand-up.
I'm sorry,
show.
Seven, eight.
This is even too little for a stand-up.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, they would not do the show. Do you want to have a stand-up show in here? Do you want to do your stand-up show in here?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I mean, Billy Lee would not be invited at this point.
I know.
But
I gotta stick by Billy Lee.
Yeah, you do. You and Billy Lee.
Yeah, I like her.
I mean. Did she want to have Tom Sandoval's baby? Should you ask her at your show?
I might skip that one. I might just be a professional.
What?
You ask her.
I will.
You're going.
She'll be like, lady. She'll be like, ma'am. She'll be like, ma'am, get your paws off of me.
Yes.
Security? And it'll just be you.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So many people are like sitting silently, just looking around. So many, I mean, two.
It feels a little bit like a set.
Yeah. We're all waiting for our cue.
Yeah.
To start doing the...
Climbing, eating, and
yeah,
stuff
like
that.
Like pineapple, yes. Whatever the...
Peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots, peas and carrots. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
They're like, hey, why are those two background actors wearing mics? are they ours? Like, no, they brought their own microphones.
We brought our own sound department.
Yeah.
Where's our dessert? It's taking a while.
Yeah. Everything else came like so rapid fire.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, wait, now what do they want?
Yeah, they want more?
After the tiki masala, they're like, this is a joke.
Yeah, and they're like, are you punking me? They're like, I guess we have to buy some tofu from Gelson's. Yeah.
They're like, Gelson's, do you have a
quick, what is tiki masala?
Oh, yeah.
Quick, give us a thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, here's a... Thing. He's a
and it's like somebody the beer
simmer
aisle,
sauce.
Unloading beers.
Yeah. You think Max is just making drinks over there? Max is making drinks for nobody. He's just working to work.
You should walk by and go, say something in this microphone for our podcast.
Hey, say something bad.
Say something to get your
cancel. Hey.
You're bad, you're bad. You're
oh
bad.
My god. Everyone. Okay. People are trickling in.
Yeah.
This is also, I have to say, like a cursed space.
Yeah.
There have been many. There was a deli in this space two things ago that I went in once and I was like, this is like uncomfortable. No one is ever here. They were confused when I ordered a sandwich. And there was a Mexican place in here before this that was very echoey and bad, I think.
Or maybe you're the curse.
Yeah, I go to your restaurant.
But yeah, it's great if you walk in and it's like...
Oh, boy. I will say there's a... Brian does have a funny story, my boyfriend, about... The thing that used to be in this place. So it was a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
You remember the show Busy Tonight?
No.
Oh, it was Busy Phillips' talk show.
Oh, talk
apparently,
show, okay.
Got canceled, and he saw her here getting drunk and being very emotional about the cancellation.
Oh, about the cancellation?
Yeah. Which makes me love her. I love Busy Phillips.
No, she's
very
great,
funny.
Yeah.
here we are. Wonderful. Thank you.
And I'll bring some spoons for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right.
Well,
it's dessert time.
Research.
Ready?
I'm ready. I mean, already cutting into it, I'm like, what the fuck is this? What is this?
It's like a, it's a very dense shortcake.
The pound cake. Yeah. With strawberry sauce. There's no strawberry that I can see. And whipped cream.
Yeah.
That she called creme fraiche, but I don't think this is.
It's the same as I remember from last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the texture of the outside. I get a lot of cake. It's like a cake. You should call it like a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. I mean, I'm into it.
I wish there was some like freshness, like some acidity to it though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like, they just put some mint in this. You know, like a little bit of like something. It's all like this like fat and like sugar.
It's like a very like buttery, oily.
And so much, yeah, it's very heavy. For a strawberry shortcake, which should be like pretty light.
It almost seems like this is something that would be like alcohol infused.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the inside's so dense, it would hold alcohol really well. It's like a cruise ship dessert.
Yeah.
This also feels like the ratio is off. You should have more strawberry sauce. Well.
Well, we did it.
Here we are. Full.
So what do we think?
Big takeaways. I think they've improved upon things that I didn't think they would. Yeah, I think, like what you said, things that worked before, didn't work now.
Yeah.
Get not an entree ever. Do not get the entrees.
Get french fries.
Get french fries.
You're going to need them.
We missed that. You are going to need them. Get the lobster corn dogs. Get the, you know, get ready to have a lot of water at hand because it's very salty.
Yeah. Also, I think hold out for the next menu.
Yeah. I would say that too. Going for one more.
And, you know, definitely subscribe if you haven't.
Oh.
That makes the taste better.
Mm-hmm. Good recommendation.
Give us 5 stars or whatever, rate and review wherever you're listening. That makes the taste better.
Yeah, you can cut the salt at home.
Yeah.
If you rate and subscribe.
Yeah, it's great. So
it's easy.
And, I guess we'll be back for, like, another episode, and then maybe another tasting.
Ooh. Where would you like us to go?
We still have to go to Tom Tom. We still have to go to Sir.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of ground to cover.
We do. And it's weird because we've been to a lot of these places, but not for you, dear listener.
Yes.
We do it for you.
Yeah.
We put on our fucking mics. We go undercover. Not for us. I could be at home with my family.
Yeah, I mean, you're drinking that alcohol against your will.
Oh, God. For research?
Yeah. For research purposes only.
Mm-hmm. But
all right, I guess it's very fun.
See you at the next restaurant.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.